Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 22nd. We are here to talk about Celebrity Big Brother and tell you everything that's been happening on the feeds yesterday. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is my match game partner. It's Lita Perlman. How are you doing, Lita?
Match game's the wrong game show.
I don't know. It's the same thing. Isn't it the same thing?
No, it's not. Stop that. I am okay. Things are not so rad sauce on the Brandy hype train lately. So, you know, I'm not the best, but it's okay.
Yes. Well, if you don't want to be like me and think that match game is the newlywed game or whatever, I thought they were the same thing.
No.
Then make sure you go to robisawebsite.com where you can find the lovely chat and chat with us and tell me when I'm wrong so Lita doesn't have to.
But I like it. It's my favorite part of the job.
well, we'll see. We are here to tell you everything that's going on in the feed, so let's get started. As we know, yesterday, Brandy and James got into a fight. Brandy, you know, had been on the wine, and had been talking to James, not happy with him. And then she ended up getting into a fight with Marissa because Marissa had been not backing her up. And in fact, she had been kind of, agreeing with some of what James was saying. So they continued that fight, into the morning. Ari let Brandy know that Marissa had said that she was yelling at her, and Brandy was, I was not yelling at you. And Marissa was, I felt yelled at. I felt the yell.
That's not how being yelled at works. Either someone was yelling or you don't, or they weren't. You don't get to say that you felt that they were yelling at you. Ugh. And then Marissa was like annoyed that Brandy, or that Ari told Brandy that she felt like she was yelling at her. And it's like, okay, well, if you really felt like that, why are you mad that Ari passed that on? You know what I mean? Like,
because she's going to get yelled at more.
I guess. Well, you know, when you've been on the wine, well, you don't know, but when you've been on the wine, you know, sometimes your emotions spin a little bit out of control and you end up fighting with a member of Big Time Rush.
When you've been on the wine, your talking turns to yelling and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, honestly, like that is real. when you're on Big Brother, sometimes your talking turns to yelling and you don't realize it.
It's true. So they continue to do a bit of a back and forth there. You know, Brandy, like, well, how would you feel if I didn't back you up or, and all that? They eventually kind of simmer down, they apologize, and everything seems to be all right, with Marissa and Brandy, but you know, who knows how long that'll last.
Oh, poor Brandy. I have such high hopes.
Well, Brandy's not done yet. She goes and confronts Ross as well about this whole final two deal that they had that does not exist ever, like the second it's not convenient for Ross. And she is not happy about the fact that he did not give her a heads up about the fact that she would be going on the block, because they had agreed that they would always tell each other. And Ross is like, what? I don't remember making that deal. I mean, I'm sorry that I, you know, I didn't live up to the deal that I don't remember making. But
and it's so Ross does the thing where like he tries to maintain that he's a good guy when like anybody's like breaking his word, so he finds a reason to like say that what they did to him was equally bad, and he's like, well, you tried to get me voted out when we were on the block together. It's like, how is that something that you can like blame somebody for? Like, he is just trying to like, even after she's straight up like, yeah, you're not getting my jury vote, he's trying to be like, but I'm a good guy, you know, it's hard in this house and you did things to me that broke my trust too.
Yeah, they basically have a continuation of this this conversation after the veto has been won by Ariadna, our wonderful queen goddess, lovely person.
That's the hashtag.
Yeah, queen goddess, lovely person, Ariadna, or as Eric Stein likes to say, Ariadna.
Colombian accent.
Yeah. Yes. James or sorry, Mark. I keep writing James instead of Mark because I keep seeing James as the HOH.
They're both biblical names, so.
Yeah. Mark wants to nominate Marissa to replace her instead of Omarosa, but Ross doesn't know this yet. So Ross is having this conversation with Brandy after the veto where he thinks that Omarosa is going to go up on the block to replace Ari. And he's thinking at this moment, I'm not going to be voting for Omarosa to go home. I'm going to be voting for Brandy to go home. So this is going to look like a really bad betrayal. And he's trying to do some damage control, some jury management, and it's just completely the wrong way to go about it. As you said, it's the same thing he did with Shannon, only this time it's probably even worse because he has this instinct to blame people for his betrayal of them, which is just like the most condescending, annoying thing you can do to somebody. It's like, look, I know I had every intention of staying true to our final two deal. I'm a good guy. But you know, this house makes things crazy. And your antics, your behavior, just like it really hurt me and it hurt my game. And that's why I need to betray you like this. And don't forget about the time you tried to vote me out of the house, which, first of all, was the time he was up on the block against her. But second, she also denies it because it was much less her than it was Ari and Omarosa, but Ross doesn't know that. But still, this idea that like, oh no, I have a free pass to be mean to you because I perceive that you have done wrong to me with your on the wine behavior and you're trying to survive in the game when you're up against the block with against me. That's all terrible stuff, and therefore I get to betray you all I want.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about guilt in Big Brother and like how it plays into jury management, and like trying to absolve yourself of guilt by making someone else feel guilty is like never going to make that person feel good. It's never going to make that person be like, oh my God, you're right. I did do that to you. Like now you were totally justified. No one is ever going to do that. It's just going to make them more annoyed with you. Not to mention that it's super condescending. It's like you said, it's like a disappointed teacher. Like no one likes that feeling.
Well, cause like there is a thing where it's like, if somebody has wronged you, then they are much less likely to feel wronged by you if they wrong you back, if they genuinely feel guilty. But the second you bring it up,
yeah,
the second you try to force that out of them, they're going to be like, whoa, screw you, buddy. That is not how this works.
Yeah, and that's why no one, I guess, save for Meta World Peace, is like really pulling for Ross at this point.
Yeah, Brandy's saying, like, you think I'm going to vote for you in the end? I think she still might just because she hates James so much. So there's a decent shot. I've been saying that I think Ross can beat Marissa because I've been thinking in regular Big Brother terms, maybe. It's just like this jury is going to be so weird because half of them will have watched the episodes. Half of them will have just left the house. I'm starting to think my predictions for these jury members are going to just like totally wrong and impossible to do. But they're really talking about, they think Marissa can beat Ross. They think Ross can beat James. Maybe they're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Ross should be going to the end with James. But I really just felt if you look at it, James should be the person that beats Ross. Ross should be the person that beats Marissa. But who knows?
Yeah, especially because like some of them are going to be able to talk to each other so much outside of the house. And like, you got to think like there's probably going to be a consensus among the early jurors, right? Because I feel like they'll be texting each other if they're watching the episodes and, you know, kind of reasoning out who they should vote for. Maybe Meta won't be, you know, party to those influences. But you got to think the first few jurors are going to vote for the same person. So it's just a matter of like what they see on TV and then versus the, like you said, the people who just came off of it, like how they felt in the house and like how much time are they going to have to communicate with the people who have seen the whole show.
Yes. Primal Instinct in the chat says the predictions are raveling, which is true. I think I was pretty spot on with the, I guess I always feel like I should call them pre-jurors because they left the house. But these people that are still in the house, like normally there's the idea of who they would vote for in the house, which is almost never the case, right? They almost always change their mind once they get to the jury house, because they talk, and then once they make up their mind in the jury house, that's what they stick with. But there's not really going to be a jury house. There's barely going to be any talking, I imagine, with most of these jurors. So what they believe in the house is probably what they'll vote, in which case I think Omarosa votes for Ross. I think Brandy votes for Ross. This is against these guys.
Yeah. I am actually going to say a hot take that I think that Brandy might vote for James over Ross, just because I think that we've seen before in Survivor and Big Brother that people feel much worse about someone that they really liked and really trusted that betrayed them than someone that they didn't like from the beginning, because they're just like, well, that person was annoying, but like they never, you know, betrayed me or like did anything to me personally besides like argue or whatever. Whereas like when you really trust someone and they betray you, like you want to hurt them back. So I actually think Brandy might vote for James over Ross.
It's certainly possible. I when she was talking to him and he was doing so poorly with his jury management, I was like, she's not going to vote for him no matter what. But yeah. Then later in the night, she talked about like, I'd probably vote for him over James because I hate James so much. So it's difficult. It's difficult to know because it might also, Ross also seems like he would do really, really poorly with the final two jury speeches, because if he's going to get up on that final two and Shannon's going to be like, dude, why did you betray me? That was a bad move. You almost got evicted because of it. You're really lucky that Meta bailed you out and you won that veto. And he goes, look, it was the right move for me. You were a crazy person. I had to betray you. And then the way that you acted afterward, it proved that I was right in betraying you. Shannon's going to be like, screw you. Brandy's going to be like, why did you turn your back on our final two deal? Like, why didn't we stick to it? You probably could have beaten me in the end. Look, Brandy, you were on the wine the whole time. You were a crazy person. You betrayed me first when we were up on the block together. Clearly I had to betray you. And she's going to be like, true, screw you.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, he's a host. He should be better at talking on his toes, like in an unscripted manner, but especially to celebrities, it's his job. But I guess normally he's not being personally attacked by them.
Yeah, it seems like it's in his nature, just like the very defensive, like, no, it's your fault. Which is just, it's not a good look for Big Brother, or really anything, to be honest. Ross ends up, as I was saying, he thinks that Omarosa is going to get put up on the block. So, I mean, again, like, Ross, he's got this weird view of Big Brother. He goes to Marissa and he's like, look, I think Omarosa is going to get put up on the block, but I don't think we should send Omarosa home. I think we need to send Brandy home, because at this point he's totally screwed that relationship up. Which, even still, like, bad move, dude. You should not want Omarosa in this game. She is the one person that will come after you and only you if she wins HOH. And she's certainly capable of it. But he feels like Brandy, who still would have been loyal to this final two if he was willing to keep her, has ruined the relationship this way. He's so mad at her for campaigning against him when they were on the block together. And it's like after all the things he's done to her, he's like, no, Brandy has to go. And in order to do this, he's like, here's the thing. It'll look really bad if we vote to keep Omarosa if she's up on the block. Like, that'll look really bad. So we should probably try and convince James and Mark to nominate one of us. And of course, by one of us, he means Marissa. So, it's like, what are you doing? Like, seriously?
He's like, well, I'll go home if I go up. So who does that leave? Oh my God, I guess just you. Oh, well, you know, that's what we got to do. It's the only option.
And this is just like nonsense from all angles, because not only is it like crazy that he's proposing for Marissa to go up on the block, who is his closest ally, and he's proposing it to her face, but he's doing so because he's afraid of the optics of not voting Omarosa out, which is weird in the first, place also. But then to top it all off, he's wrong about Omarosa going up on the block. He doesn't need to be doing any of this.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny because like the reason that they don't want to put Omarosa on the block is because they're like, well, Ross wants her out too bad. It's too risky because you know, Ross is going to try to make everybody vote for her. Meanwhile, Ross doesn't even want to do that. So, like, all of this is just completely unnecessary strategizing because it's going to be Marissa anyway.
Yeah. I really feel like I'm watching Paul again, but like much sloppier. It's very strange. I like Ross. I think he's funny. I think he's like a good guy outside of the house, but like, man, is he messy in here.
Yeah, I do appreciate that he doesn't take it to an ugly place, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he's certainly irritating to a lot of people, I think, watching him probably in the house, I'm sure. But I think, like, he's a lot more fun to watch because, like, he doesn't take it to that kind of, like, personal and kind of dark place a lot of these Paul type of players do.
And like... like when I complain about Ross or when I like talk about how ridiculous he's being, it's sincerely out of love because I love that he is in there just completely willing to cut anyone's throat. I think he's doing it in a very, very messy way, getting blood all over him. But that's what I like to see when I watch Big Brother. I'm glad we have somebody in there. I'm kind of scared it worries me what would have happened without Ross, because Marissa is all about friendship. Like all of these people are like not willing to, you know, backstab people and go between lines, but Ross is just willing to do whatever it takes. His only issue is that he's very, defensive about it and tries to be like, no, I'm good. I'm good. You're bad. You're the reason why I've done this, which is not the best tactic.
Yeah, he's very paranoid. And it is really fun. And I also think, like, I mean, without Ross, I think Shannon would have gone a lot further and probably ended up doing pretty much the exact same thing that he's doing right now. Sure. But I mean, a lot of people have given this season credit for not going to that bad place. And I like that we still have like all this drama with these celebrities who, like, some of them have done very questionable things out in the real world, to say the least, but it still remained just like game messy. And so, like, it's been really fun to watch. And I love, like, ultra paranoid Ross. Like, yes. Once I kind of let go of the idea that I want him to win, I was just kind of like, okay, this is fun. Like, you could just keep doing this.
Yeah, you never want to go to the bad place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I mentioned this last night, but I really do feel like part of what has made this season so great is that people haven't had time to entrench themselves. Like, the fan base hasn't had time to be super crazy about each, like, person that they're in love with. So, you know, like, I think people aren't as invested in certain people winning. They're like, if this person doesn't win, then the whole season is a total bust and it's the worst thing in the world. And they don't feel like if I'm criticizing Ross's game, they're not going to be like, you monster, how dare you?
Someone with a Ross avatar on Twitter that's like, Ross stan forever, is like suddenly flooding your mentions. And like, yeah, people have been very like, open to these new celebrities who, like, they didn't necessarily know, like, Ariana is the most popular player, like, every day consistently on these websites, and it's like no one knew her name before they came in. It's not like she came in with like a bunch of like Yas Queen Ariana stans. Like, everybody knows her as that girl who won and then lost the pageant.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's funny because like OTT was like Big Brother toxicity levels to the maximum. So that spinoff was like the craziest, most toxic environment ever. And then this spinoff is like Big Brother toxicity levels, like totally minor. Like, it's like I'm watching a normal show right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, because they have accountability. Because if they act terribly in the house, it's going to affect their careers in the real world.
Well, but also just like in the fan base, like, you know, people are just not as insane about things. It's a nice place to be. We're all happy. Like, we complained when the show did bad things, like people quit, but, we're a team. We're a family. We're just rooting this show on. It's lovely.
The key to happiness is low expectations. I don't think anyone was like, Big Brother Celebrity is going to be, you know, so many masterminds all just really going for it.
Kumbaya about it.
Yeah.
So Marissa proposes an idea. Okay, how about, because Marissa does not want to go up on the block. So Marissa's like, okay, well, how about this? How about we go to, I will vote for Marissa to, for so to say, I will make a deal with Mark and James and say, look, if you put Omarosa up on the block, I promise I will vote whichever way you want. We will take Brandy out. It'll all be on me. Just don't put me on the block, please. James is like, yeah, I don't know if that's like, why would I risk that though? Why would we risk that? Why not just put, you know, someone, you on the block, didn't make sure that Brandy goes home.
Yeah, well, how did James and Mark get into this position? This is not what I wanted, where they're calling all the shots. But, like, I don't know. I mean, is this really that bad? Like, I guess they don't know that Omarosa is not going to go home and isn't really at risk of going home. But, like, I don't know. I feel like James can take this and be fine because, like, then he just completely has a loyal soldier that he didn't have before. And I kind of believe that Marissa would go through with that. We haven't really seen her be super duplicitous.
Yeah. I mean, she basically said to Ari, I tried to make this deal. If I make this deal, I'm going to have to stick true to it. And I will still be voting Brandy out. So I think she really would. But it's not like James or Mark have anything to win in terms of Marissa's loyalty. You know, she's never going to be loyal to them over Ari in the first place. So they might as well just put her up. And Ross is always going to think that he has a better chance against those guys than he does against the women. So it's not like they need his loyalty either. So they might as well just make the safe play, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess I'm just used to, like, all my instincts are like, when someone comes to you with the plan, you just say, like, yeah, or I'll think about it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think she would follow through with it anyway. But, you know, I don't underestimate Ari's persuasive powers either. You know, Marissa could make this deal and then Ari could persuade her to turn her back on her word, which I would not be surprised if it happened. But probably not going to matter because Mark will be nominating Marissa instead of Omarosa, and Brandy will be going home on Friday, most likely. However, they did, Brandy and Ari had another conversation late at night, talking about all of this stuff. And Brandy suggested, I have a horrible plan. I have a horrible plan.
She really says that. Yeah. Like, it sounds like you're editorializing, but, like, she says, I have a horrible plan.
I wouldn't even call it horrible. I think she should do this.
Yeah, I wish she had to lose.
But she calls it horrible because she still feels bad because, look, another part of her conversation with Ross was like, is this going to ruin our friendship outside of the house? And Brandy was like, no, of course not. And when he was saying your antics have caused me pain, she was like, you knew who I was going into this. They have a real friendship outside of this house. And it's one of the things that has really benefited Ross. So, like, even in this moment, she feels really guilty about this. Like, what if I propose to them that they put up Ross and I vote him out? Like, they can't beat Ross. That would be the smart move, but they're probably afraid that they can't get him out. Sorry, Brandy. They're not afraid of that. They just genuinely don't want to get him out. But what if I propose that we turn on him and I will be the vote that sends him home, and so on and so forth. And she feels bad about it, but she thinks, you know, maybe I should try it. She actually proposes that both her and Ari do that. It's actually not in Ari's best interest to do that because she should not be showing anti-Ross sentiment at the moment. And they don't need Ari's vote. So Brandy should go alone to propose this. And then Ari can jump on board if she so desires, if it actually works, which it probably won't. And she tells Brandy that it probably won't work. But it is worth trying. And I hope that Brandy makes some kind of effort because otherwise we'll be in for some boring feeds today and tomorrow as nothing happens.
Yeah. And doesn't Omarosa say that she would be a vote for that?
Yes. Omarosa joins the conversation as she does. She always like gets in on these things, especially with the women.
Whoops in from the ceiling.
Yeah. And she they talk about jury votes. They talk about the guys and the women and how the women should be doing better and so on and so forth. And Omarosa says, you know, if you guys have the votes to keep Brandy, I am 100% on board. She will do whatever she can to help make something like that happen. Hopefully get someone like Ross out. That would be fantastic for Omarosa. But at the moment, it doesn't look like that's going to work. They need to basically spend the next 2 days. They're probably not going to convince Mark and James to put anyone but Marissa on the block. However, there's a small chance at least that they could send Marissa home if they just really pound hard on Marissa is the biggest jury threat in this game. You have to take her out. Ross will beat you as well. You guys have it all wrong. You have to take us. Like, we are three votes right now. We would all vote for either Marissa or Ross in the final two, guaranteed. You know that a bunch of other people outside the house will do the same. They need to change Mark and James's perspective on the game and the finals and the jury. Otherwise, they are never going to break through to them, and they are never going to make any headway.
Yeah, and it's an uphill battle because, like, you're convincing these two macho men to basically admit that they're wrong, and they've been looking at the game wrong the whole time. Like, really, I think the only way that they can do this is if they can somehow, and I guess if anyone can do it, it would be Omarosa. They have to, like, convince them that this was their idea. Like, they have to lay out the information so that they can get there on their own. But I also don't think of James and Mark as, like, the most strategically intuitive duo. So, like, I think they'll need a lot of help, but then also not feel like they're being told what to do. So this is a very, very difficult thing to execute. I guess I'm glad that Omarosa is part of it, because this is, you know, just good at this. But yeah, it's an uphill battle, and Brandy needs to commit and not have a breakdown halfway through that she's being too mean to Ross.
Yeah,
because she needs to understand that if anyone is going to get it, and, like, that she's playing the game, it's going to be Ross, and, like, they're going to be fine outside of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this is also another side effect of such a short season, is that, like, normally with a longer season, they would come to question their own perspective on the game themselves. So they would start to second guess themselves, and then you add some you pepper some stuff in, and then all of a sudden they have completely convinced themselves that Ross is the biggest threat in the game. But with only a few days left to go, it's hard to see how they change their perspective. And there's really not as much incentive to change their perspective, because it's like, well, I've already gone this far. I might as well take it to the end. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. The double eviction could be interesting. I don't want to make any promises. I don't want to get any hopes up. You know, hopefully we don't see Marissa like, no, I quit. Ross can't go home.
No, her son would kill her. She would never do that.
I was going to say last night when they were talking about Omarosa, passing out or whatever in a competition. I was like, no. What's going to happen is Omarosa will be up on the block, and Julie will be like, so by a vote of 3-0. Sorry, Julie. Oh, hold on. And can I get a medic, please?
I just got stung by so many bees, and I'm allergic to bees. Oh my God, I have to leave. I'm sorry, you can't read the votes.
Yeah.
We'll truly never know what would happen.
Yeah. Sorry, Big Brother celebrities canceled. They screwed up the schedule. We can't go any further. I guess we just have to, by default, give it to the person we gave the most screen time to. Oh, Marissa is our winner.
You all have to step on a tile, and I'm going to draw a number. Oh my God, yeah. It's 5. That's the winner. It's so crazy.
Oh, man. But, you know, I'm kind of excited, because the double eviction, it's probably going to be a non-physical HOH. There have been way too many physical HOHs. It's been a bit lopsided. And
that golf was so physical. I was exhausted just watching it.
It was one of the few ones that James I guess he came in second in all of them, Jesus, but still, it's going to be they're going to really screw me here. Hopefully some sort of quiz competition. So Ari, and anyone but James and James will have a chance at winning it. We can see one of these guys take a shot at one of these guys, see what happens. I'm still rooting for Ari. I feel like she has just done really, really well, and I hope that she doesn't get screwed by this finale with 5 people, but we'll see how it goes. It's hard to see Ari leaving in the double eviction. I could very easily see Ross leaving if Omarosa won HOH, and I could see James leaving, or even potentially Mark if James won a veto if Ari won the HOH. So I'm always rooting for a house flip here. Could be interesting, but probably not.
Well, now it's, if we all anticipate it to not be interesting, then it'll be more interesting than we're expecting.
Yes.
So everybody just hope for that.
Yeah. Any in the chat, so it's the double, Taryn. Don't get your hopes up. Mm-hmm. All right. Keep them contained. we'll be good. All right. Is anything else you want to bring up here?
No, I don't think so. I hope that James sticks around so I can get more alliance names. Because that was...
Who's worse at naming things, me or James?
You know what? At least James was trying. He didn't call the alliance the James Alliance.
Okay. Do you really think that, like, the Awesome Taryn Rad Show would be a better name than the Taryn Show?
He didn't call it the Awesome James Rad Alliance.
He came up with all sorts. He called them D's Nuts. Like, come on.
He's a millennial. He's plugged in to news from 2 years ago. He's trying to be topical. I don't want James on my trivia team for many reasons. But one is that you have to come up with a clever name. And he would be the guy who's just like, my God, this name is so funny. We have to do it. Then when they read it, everybody groans.
Yeah. I mean, he does call his fans like the Maslow Army, right? Like, or something like that.
Yeah. I feel like there's work to be done there. But I think a lot of celebrities, don't they do that? What are your fans called again?
I don't remember.
Okay. I thought it was something with army.
There was an army that rose up in defense of me against Randy Bailey, but yeah. I don't know if they still like me anymore. All right. Well, that is our live feed update for today. I will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that's been happening on the feeds today. We'll be live tomorrow night after the 2-hour double eviction episode on Friday. And then, of course, whatever is happening on Saturday. And I will continue these live feed updates until they shut the feeds off. Honestly, for the first time in probably any Big Brother history, I am hoping and praying that the feeds shut down as early as possible, because that means that they're actually doing eliminations prior to the finale. That would be fantastic. I will never be happier to not be able to give you an update on what's happening. But if they continue until like Saturday, then we're probably in trouble.
Yes, we are. All of us are in trouble.
We're all in trouble. We're not going to be okay. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you podcast. For the Big Brother dedicated feed and the reality TV wrap-ups feed, check out The Taryn Show. I talked to Adam Bongiovanni. Check out our match game.
No.
Match game.
No, it's not that. It's a different game show. They're both game shows from the 70s, but they have completely different premises.
Look, I wasn't alive in the 70s. How can you expect me to know these things?
Were you never sick as a child and watched the Game Show Network all day?
I watched Solitary on the Fox Reality Game Show channel.
Okay, well, I was watching Survivor reruns on OLN in 70s game shows. That's like all I did.
All right, well, is it really only called the Newlywed Game? It makes no sense.
Why does that make no sense?
It doesn't describe the game at all.
Well, they're all newlyweds on the actual show.
Do they never do the show with not newlyweds?
No, it's all people who are married in the last year. That's the premise.
It's weird.
To test how well they know each other, it's like new couples.
All right. Well, check that out. You can hear more of this arguing between Lita and I on that. It's on the reality TV or Happiest Feed. I thought it was actually a pretty fun thing, which hopefully doesn't spoil the So check it out. It really was fun. And, you know, robhaswebsite.com, leave a comment, Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, Lita tweeted, and check out her Instagram at Lita Grammed. And thanks again for joining us. See you next time.